By 1974, established bands were already sensing that changes in the music industry were soon to arrive. It was time to move on from mythological stories, fantastic tales that had little relation with ordinary everyday affairs. So for the first time, Genesis would not talk about moonlit nights, harlequins, or giant hogweeds. Now, it was all about a half Puerto Rican guy in New York City. Gabriel stated it very clearly. This was 1974. It was pre-punk, but I still thought we needed to base the story around a contemporary figure rather than a fantasy creation. We were beginning to get into the era of the big fat supergroups of the 70s, and I thought, I don't want to go down with this Titanic. It seemed that prancing around in fairyland was rapidly becoming obsolete. This shift was also represented in the album cover, as Holm Hudson states, when Genesis wanted the cover of The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway to break away from the bizarre fantasy elements that had become associated with them largely through the covers of Paul Whitehead, Trespass, Nursery Crime, Foxtrot, they approached Hypnosis. Hypnosis were the designers of many Pink Floyd covers, including The Dark Side of the Moon and Wish You Were Here. In fact, there are stylistic similarities between the covers of The Lamb and Wish You Were Here. Even though, as most critics say, this album marked Genesis' tendency towards more mundane matters, I have to say that what is insinuated behind this story is perhaps one of the most profound metaphysically oriented efforts by any band in the history of progressive rock. Listen to this rehearsal of the song The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway. As you can hear, Gabriel was still developing the melody and babbling some words while the instrumental arrangement was almost ready. Source helps to portray the tension experienced by Rael as he is sucked into the first bardo and witnesses echoes of the Broadway Everglades. Echoes of the Broadway Everglades with our mythical Madonnas still walking in their shades. Holm Hudson makes a detailed description of the characters that appear in this surrealistic parade. It is worthwhile to summarize these references because I believe that they enhance the appreciation of the lyrics and the song. Lenny Bruce, a comedian known for his darkly satirical humor, was imprisoned for obscenity in 1961. Marshall McLuhan, a Canadian sociologist and pop culture artist, best known for his concept of the global village. Groucho Marx, no introduction needed. Carol Chessman, an American criminal convicted on 17 charges of